Hello everyone. It is 4:52 p.m. on the 10th of February 2021, and I am still interested in playing and listening to more of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talking about the COVID-19 vaccine and all the problems it has caused. One interesting thing that she did say, and I think she's going to go over this again. I think I have it cued at the right point. She talked about the vaccine kind of really cranks up one of our primary antibodies. And this antibody attacks then the lungs and destroys the lungs, and the lungs fill with pus and you just can't breathe and eventually you die. And the reason this happens is also there's a secondary antibody. I think she called it a macrophage that usually will kick on at a certain point to mellow out the primary antibodies. But in this, with the way this vaccine works, you lose those secondary antibodies. They're gone, because I think the primary antibodies destroy the secondary antibodies. So anyway, I want to listen to this section again. I probably should take notes on the darn thing. It's so hard to really believe what's happening in the world. And they're pushing this vaccine like it's a good thing. It's all about population control. It's all about reducing the world's population. And they should just be honest to people. But of course they're not. This is a big scam. It's very disheartening. But we'll get back into the might of thoughts. And we'll talk about suffering and the law of harmony and how wrong thinking makes you suffer. Anyway, we'll face the facts here, though. We still have to face the reality of the situation that we have.
That actually three things that we have never, ever, ever seen in any other vaccine. And there are about 70 vaccines that are approved for use here in the United States. I know you've got an international market, an international audience. Some of the vaccines differ a bit by ingredients and by dosage schedules internationally. But here in the U.S., we've got 72 vaccines that are approved for use. Now, not all of them are used in all people. Like, for example, the cholera vaccine is approved, typhoid, Japanese encephalitis, anthrax. I mean, those are approved and they're used, unfortunately, in the military. But there are about 72 common vaccines of DPT, chickenpox, MMR, et cetera. We have never, ever, ever used messenger RNA in any vaccine, ever. We have RNA vaccines. The measles vaccine is an RNA virus. The polio virus is an RNA virus. But the difference is that in those vaccines, the virus is part of the vaccine wholly intact. So when your body generates an antibody, it's against the outer coating proteins of that virus. What we're doing with this new virus is we're taking a little piece of that virus's genetics, specifically associated with what's called the spike protein, and we're injecting that into the body, creating something called a non-neutralizing antibody, which in essence, instead of taking that messenger RNA and gobbling it up and making it go away, like what happens when you get a measles vaccine and you get a measles and it gobbles it up and makes it go away, this non-neutralizing antibody actually, it creates something called antibody-dependent enhancement. And they refer to that as ADE, like Apple, David, Elephant, ADE. And antibody-dependent enhancement actually allows that little piece of messenger RNA to start replicating on its own and go over and over and over again, creating these little pieces of virus spike proteins inside of our body for our body to create an antibody against. This is what Bill Gates has said. Yes, human beings can become their own vaccine manufacturing machine because we interject this messenger RNA that binds onto your reverse transcriptase enzymes and starts replicating itself over and over again, creating more antibodies against the spike protein. Now, here's where it gets really, really interesting, Renette, is that that spike protein has been shown in two other very specific ways to cause injury. Number one is that when you create an antibody to that spike protein, antibodies actually are designed, and when we write about them in the literature, we design it, we make it look like the letter Y. And the two arms of the Y, they call them FAB fragments, like Frank Appleberry, FAB fragments. And the stem down here at the bottom, the part of the Y, is the FAC fragment. These are the ones that grab hold of the virus and generally neutralize it. When you look at the messenger RNA, it grabs hold of it, but kind of loosely binds it. And when this FAC fragment goes over and hooks onto the macrophage that is supposed to kill it, and it gets taken inside, that messenger RNA gets released. And that's where it starts to replicate over and over again. It's like having an on button, but no off button. And that whole thing, that whole mechanism I just described to you, they actually give it a name, and they call it the Trojan horse mechanism, because it allows that virus and that piece of that virus to get inside of your cells, start to replicate, and even get inserted into other parts of your DNA as a Trojan horse. Now, that's one of three mechanisms. The second mechanism is when you create this antibody, this non-neutralizing antibody to the messenger RNA, it actually, that stem, that FAC segment to that spike protein, can actually go into your lungs and attach to the lung tissue and start developing what they call a diffuse alveolar damage, which is diffuse injury to the cells inside of your lungs where you breathe. It starts to break them down and destroy them. And what those antibodies do is that they cause various degrees of pus and bleeding and damage to your lungs. So as you get this vaccine, the messenger RNA, you create this antibody. The antibody carries the thing inside of the cells through a Trojan horse mechanism. The antibody itself goes and starts to damage lungs. And the third and even more sinister thing is that spike protein antibody can attack your macrophages. Now, there's two types of macrophages. There are type 1 and type 2. Type 1 macrophages, now macrophages are a type of white blood cell that gobble up the bacteria and viruses in your system that aren't supposed to be there. They're your Th1 pathway, they're your hypervigilant white blood cells. So when we get bacteria in our body all day long, from eating, brushing teeth, go to the bathroom, having sex, cutting your fingers, those white blood cells just come along and they gobble things up and make them go away. When you get pneumonia or some sort of serious infection, the type 1 macrophages are pro-inflammatory, and they show up at the infection and start creating cytokines and blowing whistles and bringing in all the things to try to kill off the infection. Very, very aggressive and very highly inflammatory, which is what you want. The type 2 macrophages are anti-inflammatory. So as you start to recover, the type 2 macrophages come in, tell the other guys to shut up. We're here to clean up the mess. So we clean up the dead debris of the tissue, the dead white blood cells, and all these things. So the type 2 macrophages and the type 1 work in concert. Type 1 kill off the infection and type 2 heal it. When you've got this antibody to the spike protein, which is the full intent and purpose of these vaccines, that antibody kills your type 2 macrophages. It attaches to them and inactivates them. So in the experimental animals that actually died of lung infection and inflammation, when they sacrificed them, what they found was that all of the lungs were filled up with all of these type 1 pro-inflammatory, highly cytokine types of macrophages and zero type 2 macrophages.
So the macrophage is a type of white blood cell. The type 1 is the very aggressive. The type 2 is the anti-inflammatory. But the vaccine causes the spike protein white blood cells to destroy all the type 2 macrophages, which are anti-inflammatory. So this is so depressing and so overwhelming. And even if you, I mean, there's really no way to look at this that's positive. Other than it will reduce the world's population to a degree which we need to do. But this is not the way to do it. This is so illegal. This is so unethical. It's just wrong. I'm gonna move to page 52 of the Might of Thoughts book. I call it the Law of Harmony. As a rule, suffering is always an effect of some form of wrong thinking. You know, I've talked to other people about this, and I've talked to myself about this, and it's this very important thing to remember that suffering is always an effect of some form of wrong thinking. That's page 52 in the Might of Thought. So if you've got suffering, it's related to your wrong thinking. As a rule, suffering is always an effect of some form of wrong thinking if the suffering relates to negative and bad or evil outcomes. So that makes us point the finger back at ourselves. You know, we are creating our own suffering. Even if there are some bad circumstances which have cropped up, it's always, as a rule, suffering is always an effect of some form of wrong thinking if the suffering is related to negative, bad, or evil outcomes. In this form, incidents of suffering are indicators that the law of harmony is disregarded and broken, and that one is therefore not living according to the law of being. Now, there are a couple of laws that are talked about here, and the law of harmony, I kind of tracked. I just used common sense on that one. And you can see it mentioned kind of briefly in the Might of Thoughts, in the Might of Thoughts book. But I would like to just be able to just read, you know, this section. I mean, this section does talk about the law of harmony and the law of being. And I don't think the Figa Dictionary are really going to do us any good there to find anything like this. You know, might be able to look in the future of mankind quickly. There we go. Law of Harmony, Figa Dictionary. I'm getting things back, but I'm not sure it's really related to what we're looking for. This is some very heavy-duty German I'm getting back here. Bear with me. I couldn't resist just looking a little bit. Maybe the future mankind, we can find something under the law of harmony. I got things back, but I don't really see that any of them actually, you know, what I could search for. This is terrible. I do apologize for this. How to create peace and harmony. Procedure to create peace and harmony on Earth. A contact board. Evolution of terrestrial humanity so that true love, freedom, wisdom and harmony, as well as knowledge, peace, are slowly and surely unfold among the people. Let me look at, I'm going to look quickly at our contact report 372. And I shouldn't be in. I'm going to look for harmony here. Okay. For my part, it is clear to me that the antidote can only be calm, peace, love, physical activity, and harmony, and freedom from stress. But it's not clear to me what actually is the trigger of being burnt out. I'm glad I read this, because I get this feeling too, and I don't quite understand why I'm burnt out. The stress itself obviously can't be it, so I have come to think that the stress can only be the origin of an organic phenomena. Thereby, I think that there has to be a stress hormone which is released due to excessive strain of physical of the physical thoughts, feelings, or psychic nature, which triggers the being burned out. In my opinion, it has to be like that somehow, whereby I think the stress hormone poisons the whole body. I can't find out another explanation about this, but it could perhaps be. Now, this is very interesting. I'm going to try to save this off. Again, bear with me. I'm just being a terrible radio host at the moment. Indulging myself. I should be doing this. Burnt out. So we'll come back to that. Let me read the beginning of this. Billy says, of course, I haven't a doubt about it at all, because that is also the right attitude with regard to all aspects of the life. But now that you're talking about the right behavior, many human beings on Earth suffer increasingly from the so-called syndrome of being burnt out, i.e. burnt out syndrome, which is caused by conscious or subconscious stress. Now, I agree with that. I think that makes sense. Subconscious stress. There is stress that, you know, it's down there. It's suppressed. You can't quite put your finger on what it is, but this means that the human beings can suffer from stress even if they have no idea about it, and therefore do not notice that their whole organic system starts to go crazy. For my part, it is clear to me that the antidote can only be calm, peace, etc., which we talked about before. So, I'm trying to defend myself from a dog at the moment who has come over and decided to interrupt us. I wanted to listen to a little bit more of that clip, but for one reason or another, I felt like maybe I felt stress or burnout because of what she was saying. Let me continue here. Example of wrong thinking, hypothetical example. Okay, this is my example, then it probably does mean my example. It's from my notes here. Let's say I have an idealistic view of some person, meaning that I think this individual called Joe is the most fantastic person that has ever walked the earth. However, the truth of the matter is that he has some real flaws that I'm kind of blind to. In other words, I am not really seeing his flaws. So after years of friendship, Joe does something that is disappointing to me. Now I'm filled with disappointment for weeks because of this thing that, quote-unquote, Joe did. However, the suffering that I am experiencing is really an effect of my wrong thinking. In other words, I fail to see that Joe is a person with flaws like all other people. Thereby, my suffering is because of the wrong thinking that I had in the relationship to Joe. It's important to note that suffering is not the suffering is not the fault of Joe. Instead, it is a natural effect of my wrong thinking. So, that's an interesting hypothetical example that we probably all could pull out of our lives if we thought a little bit. Dinkins means thinking. There is a verse here in Goblet of Truth, Kelk der Wahrheit, that it kind of relates to what we're talking about. I'm not so sure it totally does. I'll read just part of it. It says here, but instead, through a wrong volition and irresponsible cleverness and pathological dumb mode of thinking, through this you look to gain advantages for yourselves with regard to positions, estimation, titles, goods and chattels and riches, and to achieve this you do everything and do not realize that in doing so you only bring disadvantage to yourselves as well as to your next one and fellow human being and even to your whole humankind. So this must be another, I figured this was another example of wrong thinking. Pathological means involving, caused by, or of a nature a physical or mental disease. Pathological can also mean compulsive, obsessive. Makes me think of politicians when you think of pathological. Falschen is another German word. Out of place, out of position, at the wrong moment, under false pretenses. Auswirkung, which means impact, implication, effect, ramification. Leiden, I guess, means to suffer in the German. Effect. An effect is a change that is a result of a consequence of an action or a cause. So suffering is an effect of wrong thinking. Wrong thinking is the cause. An incident. An incident is an event or an occurrence. An incident is an occurrence of an action or a situation that is separate, that is a separate unit of experience. When incidents of suffering enter the life, they are indicators that the law of harmony has been disregarded. So at some point, you just said, the hell with that harmony thing, I'm pissed off, or something to that effect. So indicator. An indicator may be a symbol. For example, the dashboard of my car has a symbol that appears, which indicates my tires need air in them. Incidents of suffering are indicators or symbols which tell us that we might be having some form of wrong thinking. I would really like to have a meter to indicate, or like a little flashing light that tells me when I have wrong thinking. We actually, I think, do have something like that with the spirit form. We'll tell you if your thinking is right or wrong, Semyase told Billy. Semyase was Billy's third contact, but most people only know Semyase as Billy's contact. Okay. The law of being, I have something in my notes on it. I don't know where I found them. The law of being deals with progress. The law of being requires our thoughts to be progressive. When something is progressive, it is happening or developing gradually or in stages, proceeding step by step. So the law of being deals with progress that is made while we are proceeding step by step. I like that. As we make progress in the law of being, our thoughts remain neutral positive. The law of causality. So first, this passage is saying that suffering, let's say about 95% of the time, is coming from our own form of wrong thinking. In this case, we have disregarded the law of harmony. So we have decided to take things into our own hands, to speak out, or to strike back in some way. I'm going to read a little something about Arahat Atharasada, and the time has already gotten away from me. I can't believe how much time has passed already. Arahat Atharasada. Even if, in his lack of reason, the earth human is still so bestial and barbaric and ingenious in the most malicious intrigues, he will still never be able to alter or destroy the laws and directives of creation. Even were his intrigues very great and forceful, in their application and effect, they may never injure the creational laws and directives. The adverse effects of these intrigues he employs and of the hate always falls back on the originator himself and very often bring fatal damage. So if the human thinks and behaves according to the laws of intrigue and hate which he himself produces, he will also bear the results which come from that himself, because due to all the negative degeneration of all possible outcomes, he can only organize for himself evil suffering, need, misery, and damage. Intrigue. Let's look up intrigue quickly. and get a book definition of intrigue. We've all got an idea of what it means, but arouse the curiosity of interest of fascinate. Make secret plans to do something illicit or detrimental to someone. So the COVID-19 vaccine is an example of intrigue. It's make secret plans to do something illicit or detrimental to someone. In other words, they produced a vaccine that intentionally will kill people or make them very, very sick. So this is an intrigue. And according to the law of intrigue, it's going to bring something back negative on the person. So if the human thinks and behaves according to the law of intrigue and hate, which he himself produces, he has to bear the results which come from that himself. Because due to all the negative degeneration of all possible outcomes, he can only organize for himself evil, suffering, need, misery, and damage. This is crazy stuff. This is wild stuff. You know, each time I go over the Meyer information, it has an impact. An impact, a repeating impact. Boom, 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 boom. To disregard means to pay no attention to ignore. So in other words, we are not paying any attention to the fact that we do not have harmony in our thinking. A key German term here is the word Gesetz, means law, principle. So remember that having harmony in your thinking is a law. So we are not paying any attention to a law when we disregard the law of harmony. The turmoil starting to brew up in our thinking will lead to suffering. Wow, this information is so important. Take time to read the Meyer information every day. I read it first thing in the morning. Don't read a super long, but I try to start the day out with a little bit of right thinking. And it's hard in the morning. You know, the first thing you wake up in the morning, sometimes you don't feel like concentrating. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the program. I'm very short today. I have a sense of momentum here. I'm feeling good about things. Hope you are too. There's a lot of evil intrigue in the world, but the people that are creating this intrigue, according to the law of intrigue, that suffering will be the result of that suffering for them, since they created the intrigue. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.